This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast, and we're coming to you not from the G-Tech or New Griffith Park or whatever we call it. We're coming to you from Bedfront Sports, where we have watched an absolutely cracking game of football.
Cracking game.
Cracking game. Bedford Women 3, Southampton Women 4 of the National League after extra time. Bedford Women were 3-0 down and they fought their way back against a team two divisions above them to take it to extra time, and they just came up short. What do you have to say about that?
It was an absolutely stunning game, Ali. Absolutely right. 3-0 down, you think it's all slipping away from you, but they get one goal back just before half-time, just to give them a bit of lifeline to it. When they came out into the second half, absolutely turned it around. Two very quick goals, and all of a sudden Southampton Women are absolutely rattled all the way through to extra time. We're thinking penalties, but realise it's extra time through at this level as well. And we've just seen hearts were broken when they scored their goal. And I must admit, if VAR was present, I think some of the decisions today would not have stood, especially Southampton's penalty.
Yeah, and I think we probably should have had a penalty right at the death there.
Almost certainly. Nikki's gone down. I think it was Nikki who went down.
Yep.
And she certainly didn't fall over. And some players in the Premier League would fall over, but this wasn't the case right in front of us. But the ref let it go. And he's had a few decisions like that today. Yeah, call me biased, but it is what it is.
And we were saying, weren't we, when we were 3-0 down, it wasn't a 3-0 game at any point. And the fact that the girls were able to fight themselves back into it. Referees get a bit pelters here as he goes off. And the fact that they fought themselves way back into it was amazing, really.
We're just going to enjoy the pelters for a second. But there we go. They're done. He's about to go. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, they did get an early goal after 5 minutes. But it was a bit like Brentford Men's Liverpool game. Didn't reflect the scoreline in
absolutely
any way, shape or form. The performance from the women here was superb. They're playing a team, I think two divisions above them, absolutely showed their class and more than matched them at that level. I don't think it was a case of Southampton Women playing any worse. The Brentford Women absolutely raised their games and matched it. No heads went down at one any time when a goal went against them. Really fantastic to see. Great attitude.
Yeah, we're very proud, aren't we? What do you have to say about that?
I'm absolutely delighted and so proud of all the girls. I thought they played their hearts out. They weren't rattled by the occasion. They weren't rattled by the fact they were playing a team at quite a high level compared to themselves. And, you know, they matched them today in all departments. They were so composed at the back in possession. And it took three screamers to break us down in that first half. I know they were three up, but three cracking goals from the same player who's got a brilliant left peg as the girls come towards us now. You know, they look out on their feet, they look devastated, but they should be so proud of themselves, and I'm so proud of all of them.
And let's not forget their third goal was a penalty, which initially our keeper saved, and then the ref let them take it again.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say he was trying to make a good impression, you know.
Yeah! players are just coming off now. They're getting a huge round of applause from everybody. Good crowd here at BevCon today.
Yeah, they were fantastic. Nikki, she was absolutely superb all over the field. She didn't tire at any point. Kirsty did her defensive duties really well. They were all, I mean, they all played their hearts out. You know, I couldn't have asked for any more of them. And, you know, as you said, they just came up a little bit short at the end after extra time.
Yeah, we're very proud. You bees.
You bees.
I've got Belinda here. Belinda, who's an absolute Brentford super fan. You see her at all the men's first egos, all the men's BTGs, all the women's first egos, all the women's BTGs. And she's an absolute super fan. And she's a little bit upset. And I understand that because we were so close, weren't we?
Yeah, we were really close tonight. It gave you to added extra time and just to lose it was just heartbreaking. And, you know, but the Brentford women played so well.
Yeah, and we're super proud of them, aren't we?
Yes, we certainly are.
Because when we went 3-0 down, to come back from 3-0 down against a team as good as Southampton was really quite something, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Yes, it was, yeah.
And so we have focused on the league. We're going to get promoted this season, aren't we?
Yes, we are, definitely. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Let's focus on that.
Brilliant. Well done. Thanks. Tell me, what did you think of that? I thought it was a cracking game of football, wasn't it?
Absolutely great game, considering where Southampton play and everything. But I think the second half was a great advert for women's football, and I think Brentford absolutely smashed it. Every single part of it, from the formation for pushing, pressing, everything. I thought it was a great advert for women's football today. And if you see all the kids here cheering as much as they do, you hear them singing the songs and everything today, I thought, considering the crowd wasn't massive, I thought the atmosphere was amazing because the girls performed out there and totally deserved it.
Yeah, they really lifted the crowd. The crowd really lifted them, I think. When they went 3-0 down, I think the crowd really helped them get back into that game.
Yeah, totally. For it to be 3-0 down and then to come back 3-0, and I actually think, I really thought we were going to get that fourth. I was shocked that they got that one. I thought we were pressing so well. I thought we were going to get it, but
that header in the 85th minute, I thought it was in.
Yeah. I think a few of us celebrated that. Yeah. But it didn't quite happen, did it? No. It was brilliant. A great afternoon, evening for everything, considering the weather and everything. It's been really positive.
Yeah, and I think we should be really, really proud of what the girls have done today.
And the girls are amazing. There's a couple of them who coach the boys I'm with, and for the boys to see them out on the pitch and perform, and how they're coaching them is absolutely brilliant.
Okay, you bees.
You bees.
So I'm here with Mr. David Logie, who's the father of Chloe, number 9. Brentford's number 9. Chloe Logie's on our mind. What do you think of that today, David?
I think, to be fair, the first 20 minutes, they pressed us really hard. They forced a lot of decisions to be made, and we didn't really deal with it the way that we should have done, especially in the middle of the park. They got forward, they got their opportunities, but the character in coming back to, you know, 3-1 down to 3-3 right to the death, just shows kind of the development and kind of the way that we want to move forward as a team, and as, you know, the direction that the girls want to go, it showed a lot.
Yeah, I don't think, even at 3-0 down, it never felt like we were out of it, did it?
Literally, I thought we were going to win. 100%. I thought they lost their legs. You know, regardless of the National League team, and I think 20 minutes they had a big spell where we couldn't deal with the high press and the hard press, but overall I think we ended up dealing with it and we were better team.
Yeah, and that header at 85 minutes, if that goes in, I thought it was in.
Oh, 100%. You know, some of the decisions at the end, I just think should have been better. Move, you know, the way we knew they didn't have the legs, we've still got only one up top where we should be gambling on that to win the game with 5 minutes to go. But other than that, it's a credit to the girl.
And it's boding well for the rest of the season. Promotion at the end of the season, you hope?
Absolutely. I think all of these games and the levels that we've got to, it's bringing them together even stronger, just like the GTEC game last year. It just made that chemistry much, much better, and we couldn't stop.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you very much.
Take care.
So we're just walking back from the ground to the station now, and just a couple of reflections, really. It was an absolutely fantastic game of football. You know, it was an incredible advert for women's football as well. It was end-to-end. You know, both teams clearly knew what they were doing. A press, some fantastic passing, some fantastic attacking football. And it was such a shame that having fought their way back from 3-0 down with an absolutely incredible performance, that our women's team couldn't quite get over the line in extra time. It was, it really was a fantastic day. It was fantastic to see so many people down there, a fantastic crowd. It was great to see so many kids getting down there, getting behind the team. And if you've not been down to see Brentford women at Bedfont Sports, heartily recommend that you come down and watch them play at some point, because they are a great team to watch. They play some lovely attacking football, and they are going for promotion this season, so they could do with everybody's support and everybody getting down there to support them. So that was our first podcast, the Sotted post-match podcast for the women's team from the first round of the FA Cup. I hope you enjoyed it. Billy and Dave will be back probably mid-week, hopefully on Thursday, maybe Friday, with your pre-match podcast for, who are we playing? Oh, Luton, at home next weekend, and your usual post-match fair, post-match Luton on Saturday. So do subscribe on all good podcast channels, buy us a beer and all that jazz, as we say, come on you bees!
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.